We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
White Sox closer Liam Hendricks. You guys hosting the Houston Astros tonight, a team which unfortunately for you guys swept you guys. You guys feel that? I mean, will that be something that will be in your heads tonight?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, congratulations, you swept us in June. Who gives a
Whoa!
Yeah,
all right, he
got to
go.
To be honest, at the end of the day, you move forward. So who gives a
Dump him. He calls in all the time, and he keeps bringing up irrelevant comments and trying to act like he is a big-time medical person.
By the way, you're not. This is not Joe Buck, so you can't. And your earpiece is working fine.
I knew it.
I think it would have been interesting talking to old Smoltzy while I'm cussing up a storm on the mat.
Liam Hendricks wearing a microphone.
Damn it!
From Perth, Australia.
Why do you continue to swear? Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Liam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. Ronji, did he? I don't think he even knew that he swore because I made the joke.
He didn't.
I made the Joe Buck joke and I just kind of flowed with it and was. Yeah. Going right back to it. So
it's great.
Congratulations, you swept us in June. Who gives a
Studs, by the way, how did we do on the delay? I know that was probably a treat for people listening on Odyssey, but how'd you do? What was your emotions as that went down?
Well, when anyone swears on air, the person on board's blood pressure immediately goes up, way up. So that happened, but I got it.
Now look here. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
Who gives it?
Liam Hendricks coming out for the 41st time. He's got that slider queued up. If he gets it close, it'll probably end the at-bat.
And it does! And the White Sox take 2-3.
Congratulations, you swept us in June.
Congratulations.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Good afternoon, everybody. No Parkins today. I'll be back tomorrow. It's me, Matt Spiegel, and him, Chris Ronji, on the Parkins and Spiegel Show, complete with Shane and a returned and rejuvenated Chris Tannehill, who's thrilled to be here, as opposed to that annoying...
There he is.
Yeah, as opposed to that annoyingly beautiful and relaxing vacation he was on. Who would want that?
I saw he was at a beach.
Yeah, there was a beach. There was very blue water. There was people that he chose to spend time with as opposed to us, who he has to spend time with. It's a very, very different thing. But we all get together. We all get to be together and talk about stuff. So is that 4 for 4? For this show, how many White Sox players have cursed on this show?
It's got 3 for 4. Lance Lynn wouldn't.
Anderson did.
Tim Anderson did.
Yeah, T.A. did. Yeah. Evan Marshall did.
By accident.
But Marshall did two times, during one hit. So.
I think we get 2 for that. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
So 4 for 3. No, so that's it. So does Marshall, T.A., and now Hendricks? We need more. We need more cursing White Sox on this show. Chris Ronji, you had the benefit of talking to Liam Hendricks the other day. You enjoy that?
That was Spiegs probably 6 or 7 minutes after we spent 3 minutes talking about him swearing into the microphone during the All-Star game. And he did it anyway. Like, I love it. I love the fact that he's not really... When guys are just being themselves, and that was a lot of what he was talking about. is just that's who he is, and he feels free to be himself on the mound. And that's why when he was mic'd up and couldn't hear Joe Buck, he just let it rip, and he didn't realize that it was happening, I guess. And then he's in the interview with us and also didn't realize it was happening. But that guy is – he's something, man. He has got to be a pleasure to cover if you are there every day.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to somebody from Oakland on Hit and Run a couple weeks ago, and they were like, are you enjoying Liam Hendricks? Yeah. You know, he's that dude. But that whole team is full of people who are being themselves, and that is very much by design from leader of the clubhouse, Tim Anderson. Like, even the young guys. And some of this was in Andy McCullough's piece about La Russa. From a few days ago, about how everybody who's been coming up gets welcomed and gets told to just be themselves. Tim Anderson goes the Matt Nagy way and says to every new person who comes in there, whether it's Gavin Sheets or Jake Berger or Brian Goodwin or, you know, whoever the hell else, they've used, and it's been a lot of people, be you. Go ahead and be you. If you're somebody that wears your chains, let them fly. You know, whatever it takes for you to be yourself and enjoy yourself, do it. And Hendricks was talking about that too. Like, the two things that happen, whenever guys go into that clubhouse and start join that team, they get made fun of immediately, get ripped a little bit, but then they get built back up right away. It's like, hey, make fun of everybody. And Hendricks wants to be made fun of himself as part of just the template of how those guys all interact. And
it's love home runs here.
I'm glad you said that, because in the interview, I believe the question that prompted it was, with all of the injuries you've dealt with, and you've had a lot as a team, a lot of significant injuries. I don't think there have been a lot of teams that have dealt with the kinds of injuries they have and still been this good. I said, why are you still this good? Why is everything working? And that's kind of what he said. He said that in the clubhouse, we don't have a problem telling each other when we suck, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically we can be open. We tell everybody what we think. And there's this back and forth in the clubhouse, and everybody seems to be in on it. And I think that's really great. Because, I'm not down there every day. In fact, I haven't been down there once in that clubhouse this year.
Not many people have. Nobody's been in the clubhouse.
Well, I guess nobody has, right?
Yeah. No, clubhouse still not open. You can get onto the field pregame a little bit.
But I get the impression that there are very few cliques, if any. And there are always, you know, like maybe two guys are really close friends and they sit next to each other in the locker room. And then another couple of guys across the way have the same sort of relationship. I get the sense, without knowing for sure, I get the feeling that there's a lot of, and this sounds like really kumbaya, but it sounds like there's a lot of togetherness there where everybody is kind of included and nobody is excluded from that fun.
Yeah, there is. There is absolutely that going on there. It's a very, very healthy place. So do I. I've always thought that it matters. I mean, it doesn't matter for you in your workplace, Chris. Did it matter in St. Louis if you enjoyed your guys and enjoyed your show?
It did, actually.
So you know.
Yeah,
you did. Know. I know. Uh-huh. And we've talked a little bit about that. It's like, I'm not throwing stones, but I know there was at least one jackass. And I don't think it was you. Were you the jackass?
No. Well, everybody thought I was, but no. Well, of course you think that if you're a jackass.
Boy, isn't that the truth? The jackass always thinks that somebody else is the jackass.
Yeah. Totally some true. People are just real phony, bud. But yeah, it does matter. And it doesn't mean everything. It doesn't mean that you can't still be a really good team, because there have been examples of teams that hated each other and played really well.
Sure.
It happens.
Sure.
But wouldn't you rather it be the other way around?
Yeah. And
you know,
don't you perform better? I do. Lord knows I do. When I feel actually comfortable and supported and all of that. And that's like, you know, that's part of Lance Lynn's choice, by the way, to choose comfort and happiness and fit and stay somewhere for another couple of years when he realizes the fit is this good, as opposed to going out there and testing free agency. And maybe he would have got a little more money. Maybe he would have got an extra year guaranteed. But he's hit the moment in his life, and a lot of times it's tied with age, but not always, where you realize that happiness and comfort and fit means a hell of a lot. Good for him.
If that's what matters to him, nothing else. We shouldn't care about the rest of it. If that's what he cares about, fine, great. He's not Carlos Rodon, and they're getting tied together, or at least they have been getting tied together. When we talk about what you do beyond this season, which one do you bring back if you can only bring one? Rodon is probably not going to think the way he thinks. He might have some affinity for the White Sox for giving him an opportunity, for drafting him, for believing in him for this season. But his thought process might be, hey, this is my shot at as big of a contract as I can get. And if the Sox aren't going to give it to me, then I'll go somewhere else and get it. And you know what? That's okay too.
Yeah. Oh, so certainly. That's certainly my sense. However he wants to do it. And it's not, I mean, he chose the White Sox as the place for his 1 year prove it deal.
Right.
Even though he'd already been here and it hadn't gone so great, because he knew it wasn't about them. It was about him. So he was like, all right, no, I think I'll step up and do what I need to do to create this earning potential right here. I might as well choose the comfort I know as I invest. But that investment is about to pay off in a big, big way. And I do think it will be above the White Sox particular pay grade. We've got some stories that we need to check out, one in football and one in basketball, that are of intrigue to me, and I think they will be to you as well, Chris Ranji. So back to baseball, top of the hour, but an NFL broadcast story and a developing basketball story that we need to discuss. We'll do that next right here, Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
It's time. It's time to broadcast Monday Night Football. That has been a dream for ESPN to get Peyton Manning on the broadcast crew for Monday Night Football. They've got him, Chris Ranji, but it is in a very different format than I think any of us expected, with Peyton in control of it in more ways than one. It is Parkins and Spiegel. Chris Ranji's in for Parkins today. Did you see the story here, Ranger? What is happening now with a Monday Night Football megacast? Adam Schefter just kind of announcing some of the details. Peyton Manning and Eli Manning together with Omaha Productions. Omaha!
Here we go.
Yeah. Omaha Productions is their production company. It is a partnership with ESPN and Disney for the next 3 years, 10 games each season. So 10 Monday Night Football games. It's Peyton and Eli from a remote location, along with celebrities, including iconic and current players joining them, and probably a host who has not been named yet. So they'll have some ESPN talking head there along with the Mannings. And this will be in addition to the normal and continuing Monday Night Football crew of Steve Levy, Brian Griese, Lewis Riddick, Lisa Salters, and John Perry. So there you go. The college football megacast for the college football championship game has been really interesting, and I've really enjoyed that. But now here it is with Monday Night Football going big with the Manning brothers.
So that's for this season, next season, and the season after that. This is, look, I think Peyton Manning, and this is no secret, is a good personality. He's a compelling personality. He's funny. And I think Eli's kind of right there with him. I mean, at least if you look at some of his tweets, he's kind of a funny guy. So it'll be interesting to see the two of them together. I don't know if I will prefer that over a typical play-by-play broadcast, but I'll check it out. You know, it's one of those things that I'll watch it and see how it goes. But I kind of, and maybe it's just because I'm used to this my entire life, I just like a typical play-by-play broadcast. In baseball, I enjoy the StatCast broadcast sometimes. Mm-hmm. But also, I think it's a lot of numbers, and maybe it kind of bogs things down a little bit. But generally, I think it's pretty good. I enjoy a typical broadcast, but I will definitely check this out.
Yeah, Jimmy Pitaro, the chairman of ESPN, said, quote, offering multiple Monday Night Football viewing options for the next 3 years continues our blah, blah, blah. Then he said that Peyton and Eli will bring a different approach, delving into conversation about broader, big picture topics while also honing in on the game, much like fans do when watching with their family and friends.
We're talking about our idiot kicker.
Yes. You know what? That's who are the ideal celebrities and former players that you want on with the Mannings. I demand Mike Vanderjagt for at least one of those games.
I promise you Snoop's going to be involved.
Yeah.
At some point, Snoop will be on a broadcast.
I haven't watched a lot of the Peyton Manning stuff that he's done for ESPN Plus.
I haven't either.
Peyton's Places and that stuff.
Yeah. I've seen like him interviewing Marshawn Lynch, and I've only seen bits of it. I haven't seen the entire thing. But sometimes... And I know that we try to shoehorn former athletes into broadcasting roles and hope that they work out. Every now and then it does work out brilliantly. Every now and then you get a Tony Romo. Every now and then you get somebody who's really good at analysis or really good at keeping a conversation going. And I think Peyton will be capable of doing that. He's funny. If you have a sense of humor, you should be able to carry some kind of broadcast.
Well, yeah, and then they'll talk about the game too.
Yeah,
obviously. So I thought this was the first NFL version of this at all, but I find that there was a scouts feed on Amazon last year for Thursday Night Football. Did any of you watch this ever? Amazon apparently had Bucky Brooks and what's his name? The other guy.
Scouty McScouterson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I think it was.
Rob Soto.
Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks, and Scouty McScouterson were there as part of the Scouts feed, and they were hosted by Affable Woman was her name. Joy Taylor. Joy Taylor was the host.
There you go.
So they did that as an alternate feed on Amazon. I had no idea that that was existing because I just went to NFL Network, or I didn't watch on Amazon. I watched the Fox crew because if they're giving me the big time number one Fox crew for Thursday Night Football, I'm going to watch that, as you said.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
How about that? Yeah, existed the whole time.
That is new to me.
And we never knew. So maybe they'll have some more options too. But there you go. This is the future of broadcasting,
and I know the New York Post said that Amazon was going to offer Tony Romo money to Peyton Manning to come and do that, to do this broadcast. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't you think that he would ultimately do better than it is? Romo's very good, and everybody wants him to be an analyst. We all know that. But don't you think Peyton Manning is going to ultimately command more?
I think he's chosen his lane here, though. And let me ask you, cooler gig, this one or play-by-play, color analysis on a number one football broadcast? This is a cooler gig. First of all, 10 games a year as opposed to 17. Second of all, remote location, so home if desired or wherever the hell studio they want. Control from the production company's perspective, and as you've been talking about, development of the personality and the sense of humor with the opportunity to branch out further in that direction and not just shoehorn himself as a color analyst. I think this is a powerful choice, and I can see how Peyton thinks this is a better one.
Yeah, Peyton Manning is, and he's already on TV a lot. This is clearly... this is the beginning of him having all kinds of programming. And then not just this, but more of the Peyton's Place or whatever it's called. And maybe he'll have a formal talk show at some point, you know, where he's in a studio and he's having rotating guests come in, you know, like the Joe Buck show.
Yeah, man.
Maybe he'll have something like that.
Well, I think this is going to be a version of that. You might as well have a talk show while there's a football game on that you can reference in case you run out of conversation. Okay, well, I got nothing left to say to you, Charles Barkley. Let's go look over here and watch the football game together.
They should have Charles Barkley.
They will.
In analyzing football.
All right, well, let's keep a running tab the rest of the day, making some predictions on people that will be on that show.
Okay.
Okay.
So Marshawn Lynch, I mentioned him earlier. He will definitely be on.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch. I'm going to keep Mike Vanderjagt on my list, even though I know that's not going to happen. Charles Barkley. Michael Strahan, part of the ABC family as well. Yeah. Right? With Good Morning America.
Tommy Hotovy.
And Tommy Hotovy will certainly be there. At some point. All right, running list, keeping, and you can always text them in at 312-644-6767, who are going to be the guests on the Manning Brothers megacast for Monday Night Football. And I mentioned a basketball story.
Papa John?
God, please. Why? Why?
Only if he brings garlic dipping sauce. Like, how big a vat of garlic dipping sauce would Papa John have to bring in order for you to hang out with him?
I bet Papa John smells.
Like garlic dipping sauce?
Yeah, like something. Like, I bet he has a like an off-putting smell. Like, for a rich guy, normally rich people
smell good.
They know how to keep it together. Oh, but okay. I get the feeling that there's something greasy. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, maybe he does sweat garlic sauce. I don't know. There's just something about it.
He just slathers it on. He's got a big jar of it next to the sink in the bathroom. Yeah.
I think he probably smells like he doesn't wipe his ass well enough.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't.
My goodness.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, that's an unfortunate image.
You can look at a person and they just kind of look like they smell like that.
Yeah, that's not what he looks like to me. He looks like somebody who maybe smells like an apple that's been sitting out too long.
I've lost control.
Like something sour.
I've lost control of the conversation. It's really.
Hey, come on, get your arms around this thing, Speed. You're driving today. You're in the power chair.
I'm in the power chair. You good luck with Shane not throwing you off. Brings up that.
That was very strong. Oh, not even three on a Monday.
That nasal image at 2:52 on a Monday. That's a big one. Big one to take us to. Zach LaVine not traveling.
Canceled like Martin Lawrence. Do you remember when Martin Lawrence was on SNL and he got banned from it I remember his monologue.
How bad was it? Was it that bad?
Dude, he was talking about smells and then he was being graphic about it. I remember watching it thinking that seems like a little much. And then he never got to go back on. So, yeah, that felt a lot. Whatever
is
Shane just did.
Is that when you
ripped
up the picture of Mike Francesa?
The Pope.
That was Sinead, and she ripped up a picture of Pope John Paul.
He knew it was a Pope of some kind. Yeah.
Different Pope, yeah. Close enough. One, two.
So anyway, Zach LaVine not traveling with Team USA to Tokyo. He's in their health and safety protocols. I don't know for sure if that means he has COVID or was exposed.
COVID-19 is still out there.
But this is the second time for Zach LaVine, who obviously missed, 8 games with the Bulls following a positive COVID-19 test. At the time, LaVine said he had taken the first shot of the 2-dose vaccine when he tested positive. I don't know where things stand now, but... You know, there's gonna be talk out there that Zach has been sloppy in terms of.
Oh no!
Yeah, exactly. But it's too bad. Zach was really good for Team USA in their game the other day, and they're all traveling to Tokyo today. But Zach LaVine not on the plane. This is gonna be the story of these Olympics. Is which athlete can go, which cannot. The tennis player just had to pull out, right? Coco Gauff. Had to pull out
a couple of gymnasts too, I think.
Yeah, a couple of gymnasts, not Simone Biles, but a couple of gymnasts. So, yeah, this Olympics is going to be weird, man.
Can you imagine if that happened to her? Like of all the people in the Olympics, she might be the most compelling from the American side because she's just so damn dominant, and this will be her last Olympics.
Yes.
If she had to back out for something like this, that would be absurd. And I'm not saying like it's the wrong thing to do, but it would just be an awful outcome for her. And I think for the Olympics interest in general, because a lot of people are interested in what she does because she's so damn good at it.
Yeah. No, so, there's going to be, and as soon as there is a name of consequence that's going to have to miss these Olympics for that, it's going to get.
And they're going to a hot spot.
Yes.
I mean, it's bad in Japan right now.
Oh, so. Here's how bad it is. Toyota has decided not to run advertising with an Olympic theme as part of their advertising campaign during the Olympics, and they are a presenting sponsor of the Olympics. But the Olympics are they're getting such a bad rap in Japan that Toyota has decided not to associate itself, even though they are a presenting sponsor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be an outright mess, but there are just going to be some things that are over the next couple of weeks that are going to be really they're going to be eye rolling is what it's going to be.
He's Chris Ranji. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Parkins and Spiegel Show here on 670 The Score. A prominent member of the Cubs, I think, is due for a wake-up call. And apparently a media member needs to have that same call as well. You'll hear that next. We will discuss on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.